Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Lamed Vav, and we are at the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Lamed Hey Beis of Rashi Chadashim. So we're still talking about Inyani Kriyas HaTorah. Just to quick note on the last discussion that we just had, in terms of we have the Takanos Ezra. We can spend a lot of time on each one of the Takanos of Ezra HaSofer. The Gemara says that the Torah could have been given with Ezra HaSofer had Moshe Rabbeinu not beaten him to the point. But again, one of them was about the chafifa, about the preparation. And just to clarify again, there's a machlokas we're showing him whether the night a woman goes to the mikvah, whether the preparations are better. It's better to do the preparations samach l'tfilasa, meaning at night. Was going to go to the mikvah at night, better do all those preparations at night, right before she goes to the mikvah. Or other Rishonim say that no, because if she does it at night, so that she's going to be rushed in terms of doing it, then she might not do it properly. And that's what the Gemara says in the last line, right? Shema mayana rachok, v'himis hatzeles. It's a far distance to the mikvah, and she's going to be lazy in terms of doing all of her preparations. And therefore, you know, it's better to do it beforehand, even 3 days before, as we saw when it was a three-day yantif. So that's why we better do it earlier during the day. But we want samach l'tfilasa. So that's why we try to do a little of both, right? We try to cover both of the shitas of the Rishonim, so that we could cover. So that's why, let's say, even if a woman is very busy, and she's going to the mikvah that night, and the kids, and she's going to do all the preparations that night. So we say do something during the day to be yotzei the shitas that say tefillah bayom. So at least it's nechshav a start. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Kuf Tzadi Tes. Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch chafifa. So chafifa literally means combing the hair, but chafifa is the word that has come to mean all preparations for the mikvah. All preparations to remove chatzitza. That's basically chafifa. So chafifa says the Gemara, chafifa tzricha liyos l'chadchila samuch l'tfilasa. Right, l'chadchila is done samuch l'tfilasa. And the Taz quotes the machlokas, the Rashi and the Shiltos. Betur hevi machlokas Rashi v'shiltos bazeh. Dila Rashi mutav shetei chafifa b'yom shelefnei tfilasa v'yom b'layla. For Rashi, it's better to do it during the day. The day before, not at night. Why? Lefisha mima heres labesa velo tachov yafet. She won't do it properly if she's in a rush. And now she's already at the time that she's mutaris to her husband. So I just want to do it quickly. Ubisheoltos pireish shemusha mutav shetia balayla kedeshehe samach litzvilasa. And the Sheolto says that no, it's better to do it at night so it's close. Alkei noagu amina kakasher kamoshehetakan b'shulchan aruch. Right, and that's why the minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch says. Now let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. The chafifa should be lechadchila samach. V'ha minhag akasher shetadchil lachuf mi ba'od yom va'osekes bechafifa ad shetechshach. Starts during the day and continues during the night. V'yot titpol v'chein min akasher shavabi shechafa tisa ima masrik lebeis atfilav tisrok sham. Do more chafifa there just to make sure. U'bishas hatchak, the Rama says, if it's shas hatchak, then you do one or the other. Right, shetzricha lachuf bayom. Let's say, right, if the tefillah is Friday night, so then she can't comb her hair in a serious way at night. It's going to rip out the hairs, right? So it's only so then you have to do it by day. Oh, she'ef shalachuf bayom, shetzricha lachuf balayla. Or she's there's no time during the day. She's too busy. She's with her family, and so then okay. So then at night yochol laso subavacho tomorrow labesa, but just to make sure that it's done properly. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Gimel. Quoting based on the Gemara that we had at the end of the shiur yesterday. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ubrashe Chadashim. So remember, we're talking about how many aliyahs. This is the perek, fourth perek here, third perek in the Bavli, fourth perek in the Yerushalmi, in terms of aliyahs. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So on a weekday, there are 3 aliyahs. So that was the last Mishnah. Now we have Ubrashe Chadashim, Ubachol Shomoed, Karin Arba. On Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoed, there are 4 aliyahs. Ain poksim mehen ve mosifin alein. Right? Again, there's no less, no more. Why is there no more? Tircha de sibura, the day where people go to work and you can't be matriach them, and therefore Chazal said we're not going to have any hosafos allowed. Vein matir menavi, and also there's no haftorah. Haposeach vachosim batorah mevarach lefanel lachareha. As we said, the first one who gets the aliyah is the one who makes the bracha shelofaneha, the minhag of the days of the Mishnah, and the one afterwards makes the bracha lachareha. We had on Amud Aleph yesterday, if you remember, we had something that sounded like that there were brachas in the middle too, so maybe this is only the din b'di'eved l'chadchila, b'di'eved they can make their own brachas. We saw that yesterday in the Gemara. Okay, so this is Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. So Rosh Chodesh, Rav Soloveitchik once gave a hesped for someone who called him a Rosh Chodesh Jew. Right? What's a Rosh Chodesh Jew? Rosh Chodesh, on the outside, it looks regular. Right? There's no Isser Malacha. You go to work. You know, there's no special clothing that you wear. And yet, there's a Karban Musaf. And yet, there's a Tov Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. So there's some quality to it. There's no Kedushas Hayom, but there's a special Chalos Hayom. There's a special status of the day. So you could say that in secret, there's some quality that we don't always recognize, but that's behind the scenes. That's the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Where did we have Sudas Rosh Chodesh earlier? Way back when in the first parak, right? We had, I just mentioned this a couple of days ago, the Yerushalmi. Remember, it's not in the Bavli. When Purim, nowadays it's only Shushan Purim, could fall out on a Shabbos. So you shouldn't have the Sudas Purim or the Sudas Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. So 2 days in the Mefarshim there, what did Sudas Rosh Chodesh mean? Either it meant the Suda that they made when they were Ma'aber and the Edom came, or it meant Sudas Rosh Chodesh. That both of those, it should be Nikar, that you're having a Suda for those days. That's why you push off the Suda Purim to Sunday, and that's why Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So we don't push off Sudas Rosh Chodesh, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Tuf Yud Ches, Tuf Yud Tes, that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you should have a special food, the Rosh Chodesh food. It's not just Shabbos, but not the Rosh Chodesh food. Right? That's the, here it is, Daf Hei earlier. Sudas Rosh Chodesh v'sudas Purim, Ma'achrin v'lo Magdimin. Lo Magdimin. And the carbonate of their quotes, the 2 days. Mitzvah la'asos Sudas Rosh Chodesh v'chsiv v'yom sabchasam l'adecha. Okay, so this is the laning of Rosh Chodesh for Elias. Rav Chuna Amar, Shalosh Kariya Shabbat Torah, lo yifchus v'miyasar psukim. When we have 3 Elias, you have to have at least 10 psukim. Chizkiya Amar, Kenegad Aseres Hadibros. Keneged Aseres Hadibros. What does Aseres Hadibros have to do with it? It could be that every time we lane, it is a reenactment of Aseres Hadibros. And therefore, at least the minimum has to be 2. Right? According to this, you might say, always 10. You can never have, but we know sometimes the Monday, Thursday laning is more than 10 aliyahs. It just has to have at least 10 aliyahs. But Keneged Aseres Hadibros, that relates to the Machlokas also, Machlokas Bechaber and the Ramah, about standing for laning. Not just standing for the special parts, which is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, but standing for laning in general. So one might say, always stand for laning. Why? It's a reenactment of Aseres Hadibros. Because, and therefore, just like we were standing at Aseres Hadibros, so too we should stand for Kriyas HaTorah. And others say, no, it's not a reenactment. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, derabanan, of Kriyas HaTorah. Some achronim explain that maybe, even if you want to suggest that generally it's not a reenactment of Aseres Hadibros, right? It's just a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Twice a year, or at least sometimes during the year, it is a reenactment. Maybe once a year. And that's when we lane Aseres Hadibros. Because Aseres Hadibros, Achronim point out that, they call Peshem Reb Chaim, and that we know there's special trup, Aseres Hadibros. There's the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. They're different minhagim. In Chutz La'aretz, I think the minhag is always to read Tam Elyon. Always to read Tam Elyon. Whether it's Yisro, Voes Chanan, or Shavuos. Always Tam Elyon. Here in Chutzla, in Eretz Yisrael, there are many places that they read Tam Tachton on Yisro and Voes Chanan, and Tam Elyon for Shavuos. Right? I think the Bir Halacha quotes that minhag also. And according to that, it could be why, because generally, regular trop, Tam Yamikra, is Kriyas HaTorah. But when you lane Tam Elyon, what's the difference? Tam Elyon is, it's lane as Dibros, not as Psukim. Lo, Tertzach, that's a whole Pasuk. It's not a whole Pasuk. It's a whole Dibro. You break it up into Dibros, not into Psukim. Why would you break it up into Dibros? Because that's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. Right? It's not just the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Right? And that would also explain how the Rambam is Eish Lahava. Right? Rambam is Charif in his Tshuva, anti the minog of standing for Aseres Hadibros. How do you stand for Aseres Hadibros? You don't stand for the rest of the Torah. It's exactly what the Gemara says. They weren't misakin Aseres Hadibros in davening because people are going to think it's more important than the, and all you have to do is to keep the Aseres Hadibros. Right? Taromas Haminim. So the Rambam might be against the minog of Klal Yisrael today. But it could be some explained based on some of the Soloveitchiks explained. The Rambam never quotes Tam Elyon. The Rambam never quotes Tamalina. So it could be the Rambam was very against it because it was all part of Kriyas HaTorah, and this is showing more credence to one. But if you read it as Tam Elyon, so then that reflects a different experience, and that's Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore even maybe even the Rambam and the Chuvas would not be against it. Okay. So that's Chizkiah, that the lady is considered as Deras. Vataninan, Biamarisha, and Bereshus, Yirakia, Vaha, Lesbo, and Elitzman, yeah? But didn't we learn in the Mishnayos, in Tainus, that the Ma'amados, remember the Bnei Yisraelim were split up into Ma'amados, and they had special lanings on those days, when it was their days to represent Klal Yisrael, at the Karban, and some of them stayed, some went to Yerushalayim, and most of them stayed home. So they had special lanings. So they laid Ma'aseh Bereishis, as we had a couple of days ago, because the Karbanos keep the world going. But if you look in the first day they laid the first two sections of Ma'aseh Bereishis, there's only 8 psukim there. So what do you mean? You need at least 10 psukim. And we're assuming that you always eat at least 10, not just on the Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, but also on the Imam Ados. It doesn't have to be subject to the same rules. So you only have 8 there. So what do? So you have a choice. Reb Idi, not a choice, but machlokas. Reb Idi Amar is palgun, kana v'asi, kana and asi, they had a machlokas. What do you do with these 8 psukim? Chad Amar chozer, one of them says, don't worry. So you repeat. You repeat, you go back and you repeat psukim. So therefore you get 10. V'charon Amar chotech, the other one said, no, you cut a pasuk in half. And he counted as 2. Min ma'da chozer, chozer shnei psukim. The one who says that you go back 2 psukim. And then you get 10. You have 8. You read it 1 plus 2 psukim twice. So you get 10, like what we do on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh. I mean, Mar, the Chodesh, according to the one that says that you cut a pasuk in half. Well, you can just cut a pasuk in half. Not like cut a pasuk in half. Right? The rule is, Kol psuke de lo paske Moshe anan lo paskinan. You can't cut a pasuk in half. Right? The psukim are for Moshe Rabbeinu. And at least from Ezra Sofer, where we had, right, Piskei, Psukim, recently. So, you can't do the cut a pasuk in half. Parshios, as we know, what we call the Parshios, or the Prakim don't come from Jewish sources. The Prakim. But the Psukim, of course. Right? So how do you cut a pasuk in half? So it says you cut a pasuk in half because, in Marta Chotech, Vayerve Voker, pasuk Bifrei Atzmo. Because Vayerve Voker, Yom Blank, is a separate pasuk elsewhere in Ma'aseh Bereishis. So the fact that it's a separate pasuk in Ma'aseh Bereishis, so too even in earlier where it's not a separate pasuk, but you see it's an independent idea. So that you're allowed to cut in half, that pasuk, because it's a separate independent idea. Haraya, you see it's independent in other areas of Ma'aseh Bereishis. We'll get back to that. Let's just first continue. Says the Gemara, that works for day one, where you have 2 psukim that you could cut in half with Vayerva Yevokera, and then you get from 8 plus 2 is 10. But Vatanina and Bisheni, Yehi Rakia v'Yikavu Amayim, right there, you don't have 2 psukim with Vayer V'Yivoker as half a pasuk. Min mar dechozer chozer shnei psukim. Find the one that says you can repeat psukim, that works. Repeat 2 psukim. Min mar dechotech afilu chotech enbo. You don't have enough. You can't cut it. Because one pasuk, I think, is already Vayer V'Yivoker. It's already an independent pasuk. So you're too short. One kasha. Another kasha, Hezer Pilpi Barpruta. Another kasha on the one that says you split it. Hezer Pilpi Barpruta, Kumi Rabbi Yona, Hari Parshas Amalek. What about Purim morning? Purim morning, Vayavo Amalek is only 9 psukim. So what do you do there? So again, if you say you can repeat one, fine, you repeat one. But if you don't repeat one, so then you're stuck. There's nothing to split. Chelik Vav, Mishabur. Hari Parshas Amalek. So Amalek, Shani Hishi Stura Shel Yom. Like what the Bavli says also. No, Amalek is an inyan bifnei atzmo. It's a whole inyan. It's a whole unit. And that's the only time during the year we know that you lay 9 psukim. 3, 3, and 3, because it's a whole unit. You can't add on a pasuk before and a pasuk afterwards. It's just not connected at all. And therefore, Amalek is an exception to the rule. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Tzadi Dalet, in Hilchus Purim, Tafresh Sadi Dalid. So we talk about this laning. Tafresh, where is it? Yeah, Tafresh Sadi Gimel Dalid. Tafresh Sadi Gimel Dalid. Motzian Sefer Torah v'Koran Parshat Yavam Malik. V'yavah b'she'en ba'elatisha psukim. V'koflin pasik achron. K'di lahashlim lasar psukim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a minug of saying the last pasik in Vayavo Amalek twice. Like to get to the Tem Sukkim. The Rama, the Ein HaMinag Lichpol Pazik Achmar Shel HaParsha. Not our Minag. Right? We just lay 9 Sukkim. We don't add on the the extra word. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, right, where it's the whole inyan, we don't add on. Quotes, some achronim quote that maybe we're also being merames, that there's something missing with Amalek, right? Ki yadal keis ka. So maybe that's also a remez that, like Rashi quotes at the end of Bishalach. Okay, a little bit more, and then we'll come back. But doesn't it say in the Brisa that you have to have 21 psukim in the Haftorah, minimum, keneged the aliyas, right? So they used to, at some point in history, when there was a gzeira against laning, they had the Haftorah instead. So if there's 21 psukim, because you need 3 psukim in the Haftorah for each of the aliyas as a keneged. So there's 21. But one second. V'yu esrim v'shloshav t'lasa v'yu esrim v'shlosha t'lasa asara v'chad shlosha. The Gemara is assuming in the question, but if you always need 10 psukim per 3 aliyas, so shouldn't you need 23? Because the first 3 aliyas is 10 psukim, the next 3 aliyas is 10 psukim, and then the last aliyas is 3 psukim. So you should need 23 minimum. There's no answer given. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that there's an easy answer. It doesn't mean that for every 3 aliyas, you need 10 psukim. It means if all you have is 3 aliyas, then the minimum is 10 psukim. If you have more than 3 aliyas, so then it's 3 psukim per. You don't need 10 psukim for each one. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't answer the question, but there's an answer that could have been given. Good. The different, in various areas of halacha, achronim and poskim ask the question of, how do you say half a pasuk? Kol psuki de lo paske Moshe, as we said, anan lo paskinan. You can't split up a pasuk in half. So that's why they ask that by Kiddush, right? How do many people start Kiddush in the middle of a pasuk, right? Whether it's in the morning, Al Kein Berach is a half a pasuk, right? So how do you start? So some people start with earlier, Zarchos Yom Shabbos Akacho. So if you start with that, so then that solves the problem. Or Friday night, Yom HaShishi, that's a half a pasuk. That's 2 words of a pasuk. It's like, okay, I'll go back. Vayar Vevoker Yom HaShishi. That's also a half a pasuk. Mm-hmm. Right? So they have a pasuk. If you want the whole pasuk, is Vayar Lekim is Kala Shara Sav Yidei Tov Ma'od. Vayar Vevoker. So Yom HaShishi. So there are various minhagim, and whatever you do is good. Right? Because the poskim say that if you're not saying it as a pasuk, but as a tefillah, so then there's flexibility. So psukim to the pasuk emotions if I'm leading it as a pasuk. But if I'm taking a pasuk and leading it as tefillah, right? Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimokli Olam Vo'ed. Hashem Melech is from one pasuk. Hashem Melech is from another pasuk. And Hashem Yimokli Olam Vo'ed is the third pasuk. We think that's a pasuk because all the psukim in Yichvod are psukim. But that's not a pasuk. Hashem Melech, right? That's from somewhere else. So if you're saying it as tefillah, then it's allowed. V'zos HaTorah Asher Sov Moshe L'fnei B'nei Yisrael. That's a pasuk. Al Pi Hashem Bi'ad Moshe, that's added on. That's not a pasuk. That's a part of a pasuk. So, and there's symbolism. But again, it's saying it as a tefillah, not as a pasuk. So getting back to Kiddush, so the Rama says, you should start Yom HaShishi, because that starts with Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's why Kiddush starts there. But if you want to start off, it doesn't make any sense though. Yom HaShishi, day 6, Vayichulu HaShemayim. That's why, say quietly, Vayar Vevoker Yom HaShishi. At least you have that phrase. And it makes sense to have a phrase, Vayar Vevoker Yom HaShishi. So some say that quietly, just Yom HaShishi out loud to be Yotzei the Ramah of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if you want to really be Machmir, so maybe start quietly, Vayar Alakim Eskal Asher Asav Edito Ma'od, Vayar Vevoker, and then outside Yom HaShishi. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that he would love to do that, but there's a terrible medrash on Vehine Tov Ma'od, Zehamaves. And he doesn't want to start off Shabbos being Merames to that Medrash. So he'll start off with Vayer Vevoker, instead of Vayer Lekevizkor Asher Asav, Videi Tov Ma'ot. Okay, Videi Tov Ma'ot sounds like a good Pasuk, right? The Pashup shot of the Pasuk is that Hashem saw the world and it was very good. It was very good. Okay, everybody should follow their family custom. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Ve'eino Yontav Koron Arba. As we just said, regarding Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, any day that has a carbon musaf, but it's not yantif, like a Rosh Chodesh, like Chol HaMoed, right? Koron Arba, right? Then it's, you read, 4 aliyas. B'yantif Chamisha. B'yom HaKippurim Shisha. B'Shabbos Shiva. As we know, going up, 1 each. Again, and each one, each aliyah reflects a new halacha that the previous didn't have. Right? Yontif is an Isra Malacha, but there's Hedr V'chol Nefesh. Shabbos is a, Shabbos, Yom Kippur is more, there's also an Isra of Ochol Nefesh. Shabbos is more than an Isra Kares and Skila, and not Skila, and Mabisa's Bezdin, and not just Kares. Different. Also, one might say it's a reflective of, more intense Kedushas Hayom. Ain't Pochse Mehen? Ava Mosif and Alehen. You can't have less than these, but you can be Mosif. You can be Mosif. So this is a major machlokas in the poskim, based on the Rishonim. What is this last line of Mosif and Alehen? Is that only going on Shabbos? Are you allowed to have Hosafas on Yontif? You're allowed to have Hosafas on Yontif. That's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Because what is this last line going on? Is it only going on Shabbos, or is it also going on Yontif? That's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos. This is in Hilchas Shabbos, not in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, right? In Reish Pei Beis. In Reish Pei Beis, in Ratzel Lahosif Mosif, that's on Shabbos, Ramah, V'hu Adin B'Yantif, Mutter Lahosif Alminyan Akruim. First day, you could be, Yef Hosafas on Yantif, V'yesh Omrim, to B'Yantif Ein Lahosif, V'cheinagum Dinos Elu. Right? The Zarmid Agnatu, because again, Shabbos, 7+, because you know it's Shabbos, but all the other holidays, you want to show B'Dafka what day it is. So that's why the Ramah quotes the minhag is no hasafis milvad b'simchas Torah shemosif and harbe. Besides simchas Torah, when we are mosif, the Mishnah Berurah quotes v'nachon shalola hosif harbe b'bnei Torah chatzibur. It's good not to be mosif or hasafis because of Torah chatzibur. Ubamakam sheish lachish l'taromes ezanashim shalikru lehem b'Torah. But if people are going to get angry if you don't give them an aliyah, ain't sarach l'daknik b'zeh. You could give in. You could give in. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes a minhag, interesting, that it could be that, and it's interesting to think about, then maybe when did we say that you could have osafos? When did the Mishnah say you could have osafos? In the days when only the first Ola made the first bracha, and the last Ola made the last bracha. But nowadays, where everybody makes their own bracha, so maybe it's a bracha shein etzricha. You already have 7 aliyahs, but everybody makes their own bracha, so maybe you shouldn't have osafos, because it's an extra bracha that's not needed. That's the Mishnah Berurah has that daya. Yesh omrim, shahayom shekol echad me'akruim mevarach lefanei lacharecha, ein kedai lahosif laharbos bebrachas. Ach melakam etzarech kagon chasana o brismila, v'chol ki agavna ein lachush lozeh. But there's a simcha, right, then it's, don't worry about this daya. Okay. Umaftir benavi, so the Mishnah continues, maftir benavi, hapaseach v'chozim epetar mevarach lefanei lacharecha. And all these days, Shabbos, Yantif, Yom Kippur, Yav Haftorah, and as we said, the brachas. Ubiyamakiburim Shisha is Tani Tani Shiva. There's a brisa that says Yom Kippur gets 7 aliyahs. Right? It's interesting. Here in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say what this brisa holds about Shabbos. Right? So in the Bavli, it's flipped. In the Bavli, there's a daya that says Shabbos gets 6 and Yom Kippur gets 7. But here in the Yerushalmi, it just quotes this daya of Yom Kippur is 7. You might have read that as also. Okay. Manda Amar Shisha, the one who says that Yom Kippur gets 6 aliyahs, Mipnei Atfila. What does Mipnei HaTfila mean? So the Mefarshim on the page say Mipnei HaTfila. It's such a long davening already. You need another aliyah to make it even longer? So it's okay. Tircha de Tzibur. It's amazing. Tircha de Tzibur, one aliyah. How much longer would that take? I guess they had a lot of Mishaberachs. Right? But Mipnei HaTfila, right? So that's, if you look in the Mechal HaMayim, in the back, he thinks, no, it means it's connected parallel to the number of Tfilas of the day. Now, with tefillos, so Yom Kippur gets 6 because of 6 tefillos. You just got to add in either Erev Yom Kippur Mincha as part of the tefillos of Yom Kippur, because you say Vidui already, or Ma'ariv after Yom Kippur. So he says one of those two. But he says maybe 6. That's what tefillah means. He has a suggestion. Okay. Manda Amar Shiva, the one who says that you have 7 aliyahs for Yom Kippur. Kahad is the following brisa, which is basically going to say, you're in shul the whole day anyway. Where are you rushing? So you can have another aliyah. Kahada datani b'Shabbos ma'arin lavo ma'arin latzeis. On Shabbos we quickly come to shul. Why? Because we're not cooking in the morning. So quickly come to shul ma'arin latzeis, but we quickly go home because we want to eat onik Shabbos. B'yantif ma'arin lavo on Yantif we come a little later because we're busy getting the food ready in the morning, not because we're sleeping later. Ma'arin lavo ma'arin latzeis, but we quickly leave because we want oneg Yantif. B'yomakipurim ma'arin lavo ma'arin latzeis. Yom Kippur we come early in the morning because we're not cooking in the morning, but ma'arin latzeis because there's nothing to eat anyway. Right, or we're fasting, and therefore we might as well have another aliyah. There's a fascinating commentary of Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden says, one second, on Yontif morning, you come late because you're busy cooking. The women are the ones that are cooking, and the men are going to shul. Right? So what are you talking about? Why should the men be coming late? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, the Yavetz, says the Yavetz, this is on Chaf Gimel, V'yafalpi she'eno mimaleches anashim, even though men aren't always in the kitchen, I think even less in those days, srichin lishmar habayis v'habonim ba'od she'nishoseyen asukos b'tzarchei se'uda. Babysitting. What, the kids are going to be jumping all over the wives if you leave them home. Gam tzricho siyua anashehem. And maybe they'll help out a little bit. But that's Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Yaakov Emdin right here. Right, the helping out with the kids. Right, the Chacham Tzvi's grandchildren. Right there. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara. Halo'ozos lo na'agu kein. The lo'ozos, right, lo'ozos, people who don't know. Let's say you don't know, you have nobody who knows Hebrew. So you can't lane. So if you have only one person who knows how to lane, he'll lane the whole parsha. You don't have seven. If only one person knows, he gets the aliyas and he lanes the whole thing. Shiva yodin shlosha psukim kulhon kari. If you have seven people, they each know three psukim, then that's it. You read 21 psukim, even though you're not going to read the rest of the parsha. But that's all you have. Echad yodea shlosha psukim kari v'chazev kari. If you only have one person who knows three psukim, so he'll get seven aliyas. And you're laying that seven times. Right, that's the v'chazev akari. Period. Rebbe, interesting, why? Because it talks about, because if you don't have somebody who could read, so then he's not going to be able to get the aliyah. The post can talk about, Bizman Azeh, we have a Balkore, and the Balkore lanes. So what if somebody doesn't know Hebrew? Is he allowed to get an aliyah? If he can't read, he's a total Ama Aretz, as the post can discuss. Is he allowed to get an aliyah? So the Rama already says the minhag is lahakel. The minhag is lahakel based on the Maharil, right? The Maharil says in Kuf Lamates Gimel, right? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't really talk about this, but it's based on the halacha of giving a blind man an aliyah. The Shulchan Aruch says a blind man should not get an aliyah because he can't read mitoch haksav. The Rama says u'maharil kasav da'achshav kari suma. You can give a blind man an aliyah. Why? Because anyway, we give people who don't know any Hebrew. You give a total Am Haaretz, but a blind man is worse than a total Am Haaretz. Total Am Haaretz is also not reading. Shomea Kaona. Okay, they hear it. So that's what he says. Lafi Kamosha Anug Makrin, total Am Haaretz. Right, and that's what the minhag is the Lahakel Kamaharil. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe not for Parshas Parah or Parshas Zachar, but based on that halacha, that's what the minhag is. Rav Zohar B'Shem Rav Yirmiyah, Ha'eved Olo L'Minyan Shiva. Rav Yirmiyah says, an Eved could count as one of the seven aliyahs, an Eved Kanani. Who's chayv and mitzvahs like an isha, right? He could get one of the aliyahs. Vayedaber olam yishlosh pesukim. Vayedaber, you might think is not such a chasher pasuk, but that Rashi Moshe Leimor, does that pasuk count as one of the three? Yes, that can count as one of the three. That counts as yishlosh pesukim. Lo kein, the Gemara says, one second, an eved can get an aliyah. Lo kein amar of Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rav Yosi bar Chanina also lamed es avlo Torah. You can't teach an eved Torah because you might get confused. People might get confused and think it's your son, and then he'll marry a bas chorin. So you can't. So how is he going to be able to get an aliyah? Right, he doesn't know Hebrew. Maybe he's very smart. He learned it by himself. He learned it from AI. Oshalimdo Rabo Ketevi, right? Or he learned it from his master taught him like Tevi, like Rabbi Gamliel's famous Eved Tevi. Right? What does that mean? That so some say because there it was clear, everybody knew that it was a master and an Eved. Or others say Tevi overheard Rabbi Gamliel talking to all the students all the time. So that's how he learned Memela. But either way, this is these are the two options. I saw one of them, Achronin, the Halacha Lamoshe says, I don't understand. In Eved, is chayv in mitzvahs like a woman. He's chayv in 99% of mitzvahs. Right? He doesn't know Torah. Well, no Hebrew. He's chayv in all those asays and all mitzvahs asay, except that there's Mount Grammas. I don't understand what the question is. Of course he's going to know a lot of Torah. You can't teach him. You can teach him Torah, the mitzvahs that are relevant to him, which are most of the mitzvahs. See, Lisa has a Sarachian. You know, what exactly is the Gemara asking here? You know, why wouldn't he know? He would know plenty. Okay, so maybe it's a different type of question. Also, lamed es avdo, and I don't know, got to give it another shot. Rabbi Chelber, Master Shmuel Bar Shilas B'Shem Rav, Shiva Chusman al Maftir. When we have a Maftir, like nowadays, we have a Maftir along with a Haftorah, and the Maftir gets a part of the Torah also because we don't want to equalize Torah and Navi. That's why the one who does Haftorah also greets part of the Torah. Does Maftir count as part of the seven, or is it in addition to the seven? Well, we know what we do. But is maftir, so shiva chutz ben maftir. That's what we do. Or you have seven aliyahs plus the maftir. Hezer Rav Chananya ben Pazi. But didn't we say before, you have the haftorah, 20 psukim, keneged, But if Matthew is an extra aliyah and there are always 8 aliyahs, then you should have Haftorah to have, be at least 24 psukim, right? If it's all parallel. So had hu amra va'amar. So he suggested the following answer. Taima, when do you need 21 minimum? Kishein sham turgaman. If there's no maturgaman, so then it's not going to take so long. So then we say you could have 21 psukim. Avolam yesha maturgaman. If there's a maturgaman and it's taking longer as it is, because every pasuk is going to be translated, karm shlosha, then all you need is 3 or maybe even, 3. Does this mean just 3 psukim? Some say this means that's why it's only 21. It's only 3 PLEA. You don't have to go overboard and give 24. Just be more flexible. It's already long enough with the targum. So either it means 3 or 3 parallel, either way, but it means that we're more meka when there's a, when there is a targum, because we're worried about Yerchad the Sibura. Amrev Chelbo, Kumi Rabbi Yevo, Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, Kroi, Tlasa, right? One time, they read in front of Rabbi Yochanan, 3 and not 21, right? So how could that be? So I'm relieved. Lo ye Rabbi Yochanan Keturgamon. Rabbi Yochanan obviously had a Turgamon in front of him explaining things, or Rabbi Yochanan himself was the Turgamon. So, therefore, it was taking longer. So, there's flexibility in terms of the number of psukim. Halacha lamaisa, right? Our haftorahs, there are many haftorahs, or there are numerous ones that are less than 21 psukim. Right? My bar mitzvah was, kisese, rani akara. The shortest is like 9 psukim. Right? It's very short. Very short. So there are a number of psukim that are, many haftorahs that are very, very short. Period. Let's just read the Mishnah. This Mishnah is all about, what do you need a minyan for? Ein parson al shema. What's parson al shema? 10 people come, or less, come to shul, they all daven b'yachidus, because they didn't get a minyan. Now they come, and they want to get a baruch hu. They want to get, so they'll all get together with a, say, a chatzi kaddish, and say a baruch hu, and say the first bracha of birchas kriya shema. So, that's parson, al shema, so you need a minyan for that. Ein over in lefnei ateva, chazin, vein osin kapeyan, birchas kohanim, vein korin batorah, vein maftirin benavi, vein osin ma'amud u'moshav, the ma'amud u'moshav, those are on the way to the set, the burial, vein omrin birchas avelim, the chasanim, special brachas, they used to say afterwards. Chasanim is sheva brachas ve'mezamnim al amazon b'shem pachas me'asara. You don't use elokeinu in zimun. All of these have to have a minyan. U'bekarkos tishav kohen. And when one evaluates a piece of karka to buy it back from the base of Migdash, so you need special gzeras akasiv. You need 10 people. 10 people, 9. One of them has to be a kohen. V'adam kayotzev, and also to get somebody's value. Somebody was makdish their value to the base of Migdash. You need 10 to appraise a special din. Adam Hukesh Lakarkos. Maybe we'll start talking about that by the Shem next time. We'll stop here.